This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We can all attest that God's promises, God's Word is true and faithful. God has given us a vision, and He's given us a desire within our hearts to see this vision and this dream to reality. And God has given us all the strength and power and the promises we need to achieve this dream and this vision. We've been talking here the last few times about the Israelites when they left Egypt, how God provided for them, how God took care of them, how God parted the Red Sea, how God turned bitter water sweet, but yet still they complained. And last week we talked about a mixed multitude, where some of the people that weren't really Israelites, that kind of took the advantage of the Israelites fleeing Egypt and went with them, and the people that were the mixed company started dragging down the Israelites. They're complaining and murmuring and wondering why and what's going on, and all they had was a manna from heaven, which God provided and God gave, but that wasn't good enough. So they started complaining too to Moses. Instead of turning to God and trusting God, they listened to the outsiders. And that's how God is warning you and I not to let the outside in people to influence and to take away our dream or to hurt or hamper our dream. Because our focus and our mind should be on God. He will lead us, He will guide us, and He will see us through no matter what the outside people are saying or how they're trying to influence us. We put our trust in God. And today I'd kind of like to talk about seeing into the invisible. Israel encountered many challenges on the road to their destiny. Most of their problems came from their lack of faith in the Lord. How many times have we had that challenge and had that problem because of our lack of faith in the Lord? Despite the miracles God had done in Egypt, the parting of the Red Sea, and the miraculous provisions along the way, they repeatedly doubted, murmured, and complained. And I know even for myself, I could tie myself into that. Instead of trusting God, believing in God, we let outside influence come in, and then we start complaining, or we think we can't do it, so we start murmuring and we doubt. And that's where the enemy gets hold. If you keep your eyes on negative circumstances, you too will murmur, complain, and fail God. You will be tempted to turn back to the old life. What you must do, and what Israel should have done, is get your eyes off the visible and focus on the invisible. Only when you do this will you dare to do the impossible. Moses was a man who, despite negative circumstances, kept his focus on the invisible. Can you imagine what would have happened to Israelites if Moses also let the outside influence come in and he got discouraged and he started doubting and he started complaining? Can you imagine how the Bible would have been rewritten if he didn't keep his eyes and his mind focused on what God promised him and told him to do? The same way with us. We can rewrite history in our lives if we will get our mind off the things in the world and focus on the invisible, which is part of God and His plan. He is enrolled in the Hebrews 11 Hall of Faith because by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. You can read that in Hebrews 11, verse 27. Moses saw the invisible and led 2 million people out of slavery. Elisha saw the invisible army of God was greater than that of the enemy which surrounded him. Stephen viewed the invisible as he was being martyred, seeing the Son of God in the throne room of God. The prophet saw the invisible future and warned of things to come. The apostle John saw into the invisible and received a great revelation of the end times. You will never reach your destiny by keeping your eyes on your visible circumstances. Peter walked on water until he took his eyes off of Jesus and looked at the waves of circumstances swirling around him. And how often have we started this road to complete this vision and this dream that God has given to us? Long as we keep our mind focused, things go good. But then we let the things of the world and the circumstances and the things that go wrong or things that go bad in our life, we start looking on that instead of keeping our eyes focused on God. And then we start to sink. We start to lose hope. Why? Because we took our eyes off of God. The Apostle Paul declared, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And that's a good few verses. That's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 15 through 18. Look beyond the challenges of negative circumstances and realize that everything that happens to you is for your sake and for His glory. Your story is for His glory. Your trials work in your behalf when you refuse to focus on things which are seen and focus instead upon the unseen, which is Jesus Christ. Do not focus on the wilderness. Do not focus on the giant enemies. Focus on your destiny. Focus on the promises of God. Focus on His strength, that He will be there, that He will help you, that He will see you through, no matter what circumstances befall you. Trust God. Depend upon God. Look at the invisible, because that's where our hope and our dreams lie, is in the invisible, which is God, and His promises that He will be there to help us. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a great privilege to come before Your throne in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, I pray that You will help us to keep our focus upon You. Father, not on the circumstances that befall us on this world that we can see and feel and hear, but God, on Your promises, on the invisible things, knowing that Your power is there to help us and to bring to fruition this dream and this vision that You have given to us. Father, help us to grow through our circumstances and to keep our eyes and our mind focused strictly on You, because You are there to help us. You are there to strengthen us. You are there to guide us and to lead us through this dream. Father, I thank You for these promises. I thank You for Your strength, that You are there to help us and to guide us. Be with each and every one of us that hear and listen to this. And Father, I pray that You will bless their hearts and open their eyes, that they may see and know that You are there to help them and to strengthen them. Father, we thank You for Your word, and we thank You for Your promises. And I pray that You be within each and every one of us. I ask You in these wonderful, precious, mighty name of Jesus. Thank You. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Seeing into the Invisible. Join Paul next week as he does a recap of Following the Pathway of Destiny and introduces his new series. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teachings today. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Or you can email Paul personally by sending it to paul@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's paul@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.